Once you're done paying each month for life's essentials, things like mortgage or rent, insurance and food, you have choices to make about the money that's left over. Saving some of your income each month should be a top priority. But how much of that money should you be saving? The answer depends on a lot of things. How much extra money do you have after expenses? How much money would you need to pay the bills if you lost your job or got sick? How much do you already have saved? Do you have significant debts? Are you investing for retirement? Savings are a cornerstone of financial stability. Whether you have enough money saved could mean the difference between riding out an emergency and being ruined by it. This poll suggests that Canadian households are prioritizing paying down debt and securing a healthy level of savings, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. When we talk here about savings, we mean money in a federally insured bank savings account that you can withdraw easily without paying a penalty, a rainy day fund. Stocks, mutual funds, and retirement plans are long-term investments that often pay higher returns, but can be riskier and may have restrictions. There's no one answer to the question of how much you should be saving that applies to everyone. But here are some factors to think about. Figure out how much money you have available to save. Start with your monthly household income, then subtract your total average monthly essential expenses and bills. The result is how much money you could save each month. Let's call that available income. You should definitely save at least some of your available income, but you may also want to pay off excessive debt or contribute to a retirement fund. Shoot for 3 to 6 months of emergency savings. Those are benchmarks that many financial experts advise for a rainy day fund to sustain you through a layoff. Add up any expense you'd have each month if you were out of work, rent, food, utilities, minimum credit card payments, insurance, etc. Multiply by either 3 or 6, or whatever number of months you want your fund to cover, and make that figure your target for emergency savings. Then save a portion of your available income each month to reach that target. Give yourself a deadline to reach that goal based on how much available income you have. Avoid using your rainy day fund like a piggy bank. You should not raid your emergency savings account for things like vacations, a new washing machine, and luxuries. If you want to save for such things, consider establishing a separate savings account. Hispanolistic via GettyImages.com makes saving automatic. Set up an automatic transfer from your checking account to your savings account every time you're paid, or ask your employer if you can direct deposit some of your paycheck into savings. That way you won't forget, and over time, you may not miss the money. Save money to save money. Try to spend less and seek out discounts as a way to free up money for saving. Possible money-saving steps. Use coupons, hunt for sales, eat at cheaper restaurants, or cut your cable cord. Consider saving for health emergencies. Having a health insurance plan is essential to ward off a financial disaster in a health emergency. But even if you're covered, you may incur major expenses if you're faced with a long hospital stay or an extended period of recovery. Consider setting up a special savings account for healthcare, either at work or on your own, especially if you're older or not in the best of health. Start by checking with your employer and also take the time to understand exactly what is and isn't covered by the insurance. Balance savings and investing. Savings are crucial to your financial health. But once you have your rainy day fund at a level you're comfortable with, start shifting some of the available income you're saving into long-term investments that bring higher returns. Bank savings accounts are federally insured, so you won't lose money, but interest rates are very low, even on so-called high-yield savings accounts, so your money won't grow much. And retirement accounts, RRSPs and TFSAs, can bring you tax breaks. If your boss offers to match your RRSP contributions, don't miss out on that free money. Don't stop saving entirely. Even if you have reached your savings target, you want your account balance to keep up with inflation, so top it off from time to time at the current inflation rate. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. Thank you, Infinite Chartered Professional Accountants and Wealth Planning, for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.